You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
Sandy, probably have your cowboy thing on as we speak. What happens tonight?
I think this is a game the Cowboys win. They get lit up by Taysom Hill. They may as well just pack the season in now.
Why are you so hysterical? Because your face. You don't usually see that face. It'd be like, Dave just took sexual pleasure out of the Cowboys losing to Taysom Hill tonight.
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
Sherry, talk dirty to me. Cowboys lose 17-13. Let's go. I'm ready.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, the big 7 o'clock hour. DPHRO Rothenberg, you, 98.7 ESPN. This portion of the show presented by Progressive Insurance. And all guests on the show appear via the Goodyear Hotline. How good is RJ with the observations in DHIF, by the way?
He's fantastic. He's taking it to a new level.
I mean, he really is. I got to be honest. You were very good. I think he might be better than you were.
No, I don't think. I know he's better than I am. I mean, you see how he did that? He gives us the time. He gives us 6:49, and then he has the stories perfectly, even with us commenting on the stories, that he goes right up to the 7 minutes to bring up the final story, which
genius.
Is
genius. It really was. It was absolute genius. It was almost like he was David Copperfield, and all of a sudden, like, you know, he does a magic trick, and you're like, wow, like, oh, he did it. Amazing, he did it. How did you plan it out like that, RJ?
Just kept doing more stories, and we have a lot of stories. I should mention they did that. Like I said, listen before us. Listen all the time. Don't ever change the radio station. They did it on SportsCenter all night. I thought it was brilliant. I was captivated.
So now let me get this straight. You stole that bit.
Yes, I attributed it, but yes, I did.
You stole it.
I think they do.
Well,
great
no,
work.
I didn't steal it. He did. No, he attributed it. That's not hacky at all.
I thought
he heard it. Thought it was great, so he did it.
Fascinating. I was captivated.
Really, they won you over.
Oh yeah, 3 o'clock in the morning. I said I need to know what happens in 7 minutes. I need to know right now.
RJ tells me this morning when I dial in, he goes, "I saw the most troubling thing on the subway today." So I said, "Did you see a murder? Maybe worse." And I'm thinking to myself, "Oh God, what did he see? A man left his phone on the subway." Got off the train, doors closed, and his phone just sitting right there.
Gone.
That to RJ, worse than a murder.
It's right there.
That's a nightmare. Well, I mean, you didn't get it. Did you pick the phone up for him? Did you get it?
No, there was another gentleman that picked it up because he the train pulls away and the gentleman just yells in obscenity. I said, oh boy. And then he's staring at the phone and it was just horror. So I'd like to believe that man took care of. He did the right thing and returned the phone, but I don't know.
So I said to RJ, I said, I'm sure that he returned the phone. He goes, don't be so sure. He said, I would think that more people would not return than return. I don't believe that.
Same thing happened to me once, never got the phone back.
I come on, if you found a phone on the subway,
yeah, I would.
Absolutely would return that
thing.
Yeah,
I would, but I'm telling you, the same exact thing happened to me. I never got my phone back.
Well, That's really a shame, but I would absolutely return.
Right there with murder. It's like, it's not quite there, it's close, though.
So if you saw a man stabbed in the heart, you would equate it to leaving your phone in the seat.
What kind of shape is his phone in?
So just let's say it's a beautiful new phone, like a phenomenal phone.
Yeah, I'd feel bad, but.
Was it an iPhone? Because we could have taken that iPhone and given it to Santiago so we could actually have a normal group
chat.
Right,
then he could join the group chat. That's a great idea.
I think if we bought him, if we went out and spent the money as a show to get Santiago out of spite, he wouldn't accept the iPhone.
I would leave the phone on the train, is what
Why?
I would do.
What the hell? Really? You're damaged. You need therapy. Thank God therapy's coming up in 5 minutes. You need it desperately. If we went out and purchased you how much is the new iPhone now? Like $1,000?
I think it's easily $1,000, yeah.
All right, so if we went out and spent $1,000 on a gift for you, something that you obviously need? Wouldn't use it?
I have made my stance clear on the iPhone. I just bought a new phone anyway, so I'm good. I'm golden, boys.
You're a defiant guy. But how about this? So we'll get to the baseball in just a second. This is unbelievable. Rick, you're going to love this. So Alex, Ben, Sherry, she drives him to school most mornings. Yesterday morning, I guess he heard the Price is Right, Alex. So I pick him up from school yesterday, and he turns and goes, I heard the blackjack thing with Ray. He's not so smart, is he, Dad? I said, what? He says, he just doesn't really understand a lot of this stuff, huh? Ray, the children of this country are being...
Well, it doesn't surprise me that your children are this way. They're your children, and they're going to end up similar to you, I would imagine.
That's not
poor,
nice.
Poor Sherry.
Me. He's better than me. He's the best.
Well, now
that's the amazing
now
part. Here's the thing, though, with that school is now, and I'm sure this is, I mean, this will spread through the school, just like the whole. So now at this school, we have the producer of Dave and Rick's show isn't very smart, and one of the co-hosts of the Michael Kay show is cheap. the small cheap guy.
yes, that is true. I don't think the school thinks that Raymond's not smart. It was just my youngest was of the mindset that is he just not that bright, Dad? And I was like, no, he's smart. He just doesn't understand games, concepts, that kind of stuff. All right, Jeff Passan on SportsCenter. Where are we? What is the latest on the Major League Baseball lockout? Here is our baseball insider.
Right past the top of the hour, Major League Baseball informed the Players Association that they did intend to lock them out. It's the ninth work stoppage in Major League Baseball history, and after 26 years of labor peace, here we are with a cold winter ahead. Nobody knows where it's going to go. Nobody knows how long it's going to last. The hope and the expectation is that we will have baseball come spring, but with the sides still far apart, we're not sure exactly where this is going to go.
This is the worst time for this to possibly happen. People have been locked away for 2 years. Jobs have been lost. And now we have to sit here and deal with a billionaire-millionaire battle? Unacceptable.
It's a terrible look, especially after the excitement. I mean, the one good thing that came from the deadline was that we got all this, we got a free agent frenzy is what we got.
And which was awesome.
Especially as Mets fans, because, I mean, the last couple of years, free agency has been terrible. I mean, it's just dragged on. None of the big guys have had signed till right up against spring training almost. Here's the one thing that I'll say that may actually be a positive, and this thing does get resolved at some point, because you knew the owners were going to do this, because that's what they do. I mean, they're going to put as much pressure on the players as they can to get as much as they can, because they'll win. The owners always win.
And they always do, yeah.
And with the last CBA, I mean, baseball is the best of the unions, is the most powerful of the, or in the past has been the most powerful of the unions. And they usually do a pretty good job. But this last CBA, the owners won by a lot. But their new TV deals are kicking in. So the new deals with ESPN, Fox, TBS are kicking in this season. So I would imagine, telling your TV partners, oh hey, after the I know that we just re-upped these deals and they're set to start. We're gonna miss the first month of the season. Would not go over well with
anybody.
With anybody,
TV networks, fans. It would be a disaster. Can you imagine if we don't have baseball next April? People would lose their minds.
No, I can't. I don't think baseball can afford to do that.
I agree with you. I agree with you. Listen, I think fans always go back at some point. If they don't play baseball for a while next season, I think you will see a revolt from the fans.
But it's how much you go back, too, though. I mean, you got to understand, like, people will probably still watch it. But as far as, I mean, you mentioned all the people that are, have lost jobs or out of work. I mean, how much disposable income do you have to go spend at baseball games? Right, like I mean, even if baseball just would, I mean, just they figure this out and they start on time. I mean, how expensive it is to go to these games.
Oh my God, you mentioned it before. Between the parking, the tickets, the concessions, you have a couple of beers, you buy a shirt or a hat or something. I mean, you're hundreds and hundreds of dollars. I don't think you can go to a game and not spend at least $250.
At least
two, and that's for baseball.
And that's for baseball, and that's all the time it takes. And I mean, you got to include the time and everything else. So, I mean, baseball already is, It's a regional sport now, is what it is. It's not. I mean, football is king. And, you know, I think baseball has been surpassed by the NBA nationally.
Nationally, it has.
So, yeah, I mean, this is not something where, and you said it best. I mean, nobody at this point, or ever really, wants to hear about, you know, billionaires arguing with millionaires.
Nope.
You don't.
It's just awful. It really is. Now, it is our favorite time of the year as we're back traveling the road of college football. Goodyear, they know the passion. They know the excitement it takes to drive forward, whether your team is home or away. The game's traditions are still the same. Through every first down, touchdown, fourth quarter comeback, by moving, anything is possible. Goodyear is here, and they will drive you forward on the road that moves us all. Goodyear, more driven. Rick, do you know what time it is now?
I know exactly what time it is. Just let me mention this, too, because I know this show's going to get away from us, too. Just so people know, this is not the players' decision. The owners
Have locked out.
The owners have locked out the players. So just know that. When you decide you want to call up and defend the owners and the billionaires against the players, it was the owners that made this decision.
That's right. The owners have locked out the players, and there's nothing that can be done at the moment until they come up with a new deal. All right. So, that
you
being
the,
said.
Dave, you know what the amazing part of this, too, is that I would imagine, like, you just saw the Wander Franco deal, right?
Yeah.
Which, in real, I mean, so that deal, the Acuna deal, that's smart business. I mean, it's a little risky, but it's smart business. Could you not see in the way this thing works was, okay, well, give us 14 playoff teams. Give us the DH, all these things that we want. Okay, yeah, you're right. You know, we'll cut down the service time a little bit. Well, of course you will, because wouldn't I rather, I mean, don't I want to pay a guy all this money in his prime as opposed to having these long-term deals where I'm paying these guys in the back half of their 30s? Right? Like, why am I, that doesn't make any sense financially. Right? Like, you can't be a free agent until 30, and then I'm going to sign you to a 10-year deal, so I'm paying you at 37, 38, 39, all this money. That makes no sense.
The owners are going to win. I mean, you can think that you can even think at the end of the deal when it's signed, boy, the players really got themselves something there. It will not matter. The owners will wind up winning. They will. But I honestly don't care. I'm not looking for a winner. I'm not looking for a loser. All I want is baseball. And I'm telling you, if we do not have baseball, when we get to April, I'm going to freak out. A lockout, a strike, no sport is never good. It could not be a worse time for this game to do it now. If they do it now, shame on them. And on that note, you may need therapy. And if you need therapy, this is the show you come to.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. You have issues.
Grow up.
You grow up.
And he has, well, he also has issues.
I'm a baby. You're a baby.
He's Dave Rothenberg.
Yep.
And this is Silence of the Fans.
You can mock it all you'd like, but it is legitimate therapy, and I am here to help. 1-800-919-3776. I offered this for you, and this is going to be no charge today, by the way. So if you need help, you're having an issue with whatever it might be, your spouse, your children, eating, lack of, whatever it might be, I'm here for you. Rick, I want to offer you my services first because you said you might need some help today.
All right, I'm approaching this with an open mind.
Okay.
I'm willing to give this a chance. I want to become a better version of me. So I'm in the car yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was a dance day for Ella. Yesterday was ballet. And I'm a dance dad. So I pick her up and I say, you know, how was dance? It was great. And the conversation went to a place I didn't expect it to go. She's 5 years old. Dad, how many babies do you think I'll have? And I said, excuse me? She goes, yeah, you think I'll have two boys or two girls or a boy and a girl or maybe I'll have three babies? I was like, you're only five, Elle. Maybe, you know, maybe we should wait on the babies. She's like, yeah, no, I think I want babies. And Dad, I said, yes, Ella.
Uh-oh.
How do I get the baby out? I was like, oh, no. So my question to you, Dr. Davis.
Yeah.
When I get asked that question, because I will get asked that question again because I blew it off. How do I answer the question from 5 year old? How do I get the baby out?
Well, here's the beauty. And I and my practice, we've long been known as a very honest approach, especially with children. You're honest with her. You don't have to get into how babies are made with sweet young 5 year old Ella, but you tell her, Ella, here's the beauty of modern medicine. When it's time to deliver the baby, you'll go to the hospital. The doctors will take good care of you, and then the baby will come out, and you will be a phenomenal, wonderful mother. I can't wait for that day. I just don't see that day all that soon for you. But, sweetheart, I adore you, and there you have it.
I mean, that right there.
That right there.
That's, in the words of Joe Judge, that right there, that's well done by you.
I tell you, you can laugh, you can mock, you can do what you want. But I do have a gift, and the gift is here for you. Ira in Staten Island, welcome in to Therapy Session with Dr. Dave.
Good morning, Dr. Dave, and I definitely need therapy, and I'm reaching out for your help.
I'm here for you, Ira.
So even though I'm part of the organization, it's family, I've been there forever, how much more could I possibly endure of the ineptitude of the last, especially the last 10 years of Jets football? It just takes the life out of me, especially these last couple of years. How do I deal with this, Dr. Dave? Please help.
Okay. Ira, I'm glad you came to me, and I have a specialty, a minor, if it would be, on sports failures. It's not easy, and I don't make light of what you're going through. I think you have to approach this as you would any relationship, and that is a commitment. And sometimes in marriage and sometimes in relationships, you need to take a step back and say, am I getting from this relationship what in fact I need? And the answer now from the Jets is no. No, you're most certainly not. So what do? You can't quit on the Jets, because we're not a proponent here of quitting on your teams. But you can maybe not be that same fanatic where if the Jets lose on a Sunday at 1 o'clock, the entire day is now ruined, right? I have gotten there with the Giants, and I speak to this advice out of experience. Maybe you take a step back, and maybe the losses don't haunt you the same anymore. Maybe you watch, maybe you're committed, and maybe you take that little step back where you don't feel the same pain every single time.
Yeah, Dr. Dave, this is Rick RN, registered nurse. Mm-hmm. Here's my rebuttal to what you just said, though. This advice, it was great advice. Is it in a marriage? So we're gonna say this like a marriage. At some point, shouldn't that marriage make you happy? Like, how long do you wait?
Some do, some don't, Rick. I mean, here's the thing: you take a vow forever. I took a vow forever. I believe you took a vow forever. You led a vow of one RJ Santillo forever. And yes, there might be some down times, but let's not forget the good times, like the back-to-back AFC Championship game appearances under one Rex Ryan, like the AFC Championship game appearance under one Dwayne Parcells, like the AFC Championship game appearance in the early 80s against the Miami Dolphins, and like the Super Bowl victory with the great Joe Willie Namath. So as difficult as it is, you still need to remember the great times that were once there that, in fact, will probably return at some point in the future.
I feel better. Yeah. I don't know about Ira, but I feel better about it.
John in Brooklyn. John, your therapist is in the house.
What's going on?
Good morning, John. John, how? What? Oh no. I feel terribly.
It was too much for him.
There was a boo. I understand, and that will happen with some people. Coming to the realization and going through therapy is not easy for everyone, but I am here, in fact, for everyone. Adam in Albany. Adam, you're on with Dr. Dave.
How are you guys?
Oh, we're great, Adam. Welcome.
I got a lot going on. Right after the World Series, I was not worried at all, but now that the lockout has come, I'm a little worried that the Braves are letting the face of the franchise and the modern-day Chipper Jones, who deserves a blank check, not have a home right as of now. What do I do?
So you're worried about Freddie Freeman up and leaving your organization. All right, Adam, lie down. Let me discuss this with you. Firstly, what baseball team do you root for?
The Atlanta Braves.
Yes. What did the Atlanta Braves just do? What did they just do?
They won the World Series, sir.
Yes. So, Adam, think about this. You are a fan and have a beloved affinity to the world champions. Let that soak in for a minute. Just enjoy that and envelop yourself into what that means. Now, on top of that, you've heard rumblings of there are teams that are thinking they're going to make headway with one Freddie Freeman. I don't believe that happens. And I think until he up and leaves, you need to be patient. You need to just, you know, ensconce yourself in a World Series championship, which you just got for the first time in a very long time, and just kind of ride the wave a little bit. Just ride the wave. Rick, have I told you that we open our doors and our couch to adults and also children?
Yeah, I mean, it's anyone that needs it.
We're full service here.
Yeah, anyone that needs it.
That's right. Let's bring in Holden in the car. Holden, good morning. You're on with Dr. Dave.
Good morning, Dr. Dave. I wore my Giants t-shirt yesterday. Should I keep wearing it? Should I push through with the Giants?
Oh, Holden, it's a great call. And I understand the heartache that you've dealt with. And here's the issue for someone like Holden. And I've dealt with this in my own home as well. And that is children having coping issues with losing franchises. But Holden, much like I told an older version of you and Ira in Staten Island, yes, you continue to wear the t-shirt. You continue to root for the team. And again, Holden, maybe if the Giants lose at 1 o'clock on a Sunday, you don't stay in a hotel for numerous days anymore. Maybe it's more of a situation where, you know what, I'm going to go play with my friends and ride my bike. Don't let it affect you the same. But do not for a moment think that jumping ship is even an option for you, Holden. And there you have it. So, Rick, I think our first episode of therapy with Dr. Dave is now done.
I think I liked it a lot. And Holden, just think, I mean, by the time you're 48, you keep wearing that t-shirt, you could be like this 48-year-old man baby that I do a show with that wears his Giants pajama shirt.
I am a large, somewhat functional, complete child. I'm not going to fall for your antics, especially now at the end of therapy, but I appreciate your being on my side to think that was a very successful segment.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
This is a winnable game. Bulls are a good team. Knicks are home, coming off a very difficult, painful loss. We discussed it earlier. You look at the Eastern Conference, how important these games are. Again, I know it's still early-ish, but this is a big game for this team.
Yeah, it's a big game for a couple different reasons. I mean, this Bulls team and the moves that they made during the offseason, I mean, they're a team that expects to be a playoff team.
Well, they will be.
Yeah, they will be a playoff team. But the other thing, too, is like the Knicks have to figure out what's going on at the Garden. Like that problem has to be rectified. It's going to be hard enough. You're going to be hard pressed enough. We had the conversation earlier in the show, you know, whether this team, I mean, you mentioned playoffs. I just said, can they keep themselves out of the play in? You went as far to say, can they make the playoffs at the moment? But they got to take care of their business at home. And I don't like the fact that that hasn't worked itself out that way yet. And the other thing is the third quarter. Like enough.
Well,
of that. I'm
that's
sick of that.
Thing. I swear to you, if I watch the first half and the Knicks are up by whatever the score is, Knicks up 3 at the half, and then 5 minutes into the third quarter, they're down by 10, I'm going to lose it. That is not okay. You're not good enough to be a team that, to start the second half, can't figure out a way to come out of halftime.
No, but your calling card, like the reason why you move Alec Burks to the starting lineup too is because defensively he's that much better than having Kemba Walker on the floor, which is the right move. It had
and he
to be
is
done.
Better.
And
he is a lot better.
But you can't, I mean, you said it. You're not good enough. You can't go into a third quarter, let the other team go on a 14-0 run, and then spend the entire game trying to make your way back. And they did against Brooklyn, but it was a game that they lost. Because Kevin Durant is one of the best players on the planet.
Listen, it's not losing to Brooklyn is not a game that horrifies me. I would have liked to win. I was disappointed they didn't. I didn't watch the end of that game and think to myself, God, how could you lose to Brooklyn? Not at all. You're quasi on the road, right? You're playing one of the best teams in the NBA. They have a great player who made a good play at the right time. Doesn't horrify me. The losses to Orlando, those horrify me. But that being said, so you lose that game to Brooklyn. You could have won it. Now let's rebound tonight. Let's find our way to a victory.
Yeah, but I'm not saying that I was horrified that they lost the game, but to even be in the game at the end is surprising after what you saw at the beginning of the third quarter. Like, you had to go, I mean, you had to go on a 16-4 run to put yourself in position going into the fourth quarter.
That's what's going
to happen. To have a chance.
If you go out there and you allow 14-0 runs to start the second half, you're going to have to go on huge runs at some point during the game, during the rest of the game. That's just the nature of the business here.
Oh, but and that's not your strength, though, as a team. I mean, you're not offensively a gifted team.
No.
Like, watching the Knicks play offense, it's hard. It's not, nothing comes easy for them offensively.
No, it's true. Let's go to Edgar in the Bronx. Good morning, Edgar. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, guys. I just want to say I'm not surprised that baseball's locked out, because in 2020, when there was bickering over how many games they were going to be played during COVID and if their salaries were going to be prorated or not, we already saw that coming this year. But to me, there's not going to be no baseball anytime, I think, maybe until this late spring. So baseball's will also be soccer's game. And because you still have the World Cup qualifying still going on until March. The Women's World Cup qualifying will be underway. You got MLS coming and the NWSL. So if people are going to be frustrated, I can't go to Yankee or City Field, okay, I'll go see a Rebels game. I'll go to Yankee to see NYCFC play, you know, and as a soccer fan, so I would love it. You know, I'm not even upset that there's not baseball. I'm a Mets fan, don't get me wrong, but I'm not surprised because I saw this coming. So that's why I say that. Thank you, guys.
Oh, Edgar loves soccer. I like soccer, too, but not willing to give up baseball to enjoy soccer.
I love soccer. I played soccer in high school.
Did you really? Were you a goalie?
I was a soccer goalie, yeah.
Were you good?
I was good, yeah. I was actually, I enjoyed it. At a certain point, I had to choose, you know, I had to choose.
You choose hockey, huh?
I choose because I'd done what I came to done. Uh-huh. So I decided I was going to go the hockey route. But here's the thing, though. If I was baseball, the whole idea of trying to attract the casual fan has not worked out well for them yet. It hasn't.
No, not at all.
Right? So, I mean, the last thing I would imagine you'd want to do is alienate your heart, like your lifeblood, which is your hardcore baseball
fans. But here's
fans.
The thing. Can you do that?
I'll tell you what, as a hardcore baseball fan, you know how much I love baseball. I will be really turned off if we don't start the season on time.
But here's the thing, and this is why they have you, okay? You already are concerned. You will be turned off. But what does it mean? If they don't show up until April 25th and the first game of the regular season is Memorial Day weekend, what is who's going to be there on Memorial Day weekend? Itching, begging for this thing to come back? You.
I'm not saying I won't watch it. Of course I'll watch it. I mean, it becomes a part of my routine. I love being able to watch baseball every day. I'm not going to go out of my way to make the investment financially or time-wise to go to more games. I honestly had the thought. I was like, in my head, if this Scherzer deal gets done, yep, and he's not just using the Mets to make more money, they get this deal done. I was like, I said it to Cassie, because my
what are you gonna go mini plan? What are you gonna do?
I said I would consider season tickets, because I know the kids love going to games.
Full season tickets.
Probably not. I can't. That's too many games, man. I can't. There's no way I get to all those games. But I mean, half a season. Like Milo and Ella love it,
right?
And I love the fact that they love it. I would do it as much as possible. But no, I wouldn't turn around now if they actually locked this thing gets prolonged to the season. Where
so
I'm like,
you would punish them by just not you'd consume it. You just wouldn't go there to consume it.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
I would do that too. If I'm telling you what, I'm going to make this statement right now. RJ big on the time. At 7:48, I'm going to make this statement. If they continue this lockout and miss more than 10 games and it starts more than 10 days late, I will not walk into a baseball stadium next season.
There's no reason to miss any time, though. There's none.
Of course there's not.
I mean, the owners just spent over $1 billion in free agent contracts. And now we're going to sit here and we're going to lock the players out, sit down for 7 minutes, pull the plug and say, oh, no, this is happening, because we all knew it was going to happen. And then maybe at some point where we're at a standstill and the season gets affected, coming, you know, while we're still in the midst of a pandemic. that hasn't gone away yet? When people are losing jobs? Come on, man.
Yeah.
It's a terrible look.
I don't think they're aware. I think that there's this like just tunnel vision of...
No, they're aware. They don't care.
That's even worse then.
They don't care. I mean, that's the truth of it. They don't care. This is about them making as much money as possible. And they want to win this negotiation. And they will win. It's just how much. It's just
how long and how much and what do they give up? Absolutely. Now, I want to tell you about pet protection. Comes free with auto collision coverage. Visit progressive.com and do that today. And lastly, right now, Rick, not you. You can't win. But here is your shot to qualify for the Week 13 Pigskin Payout. It's your chance to play in the 98.7 ESPN Sportsbook and win up to $1,000 for correctly picking the Jets and Philadelphia Eagles game. Be the first caller right now, 888-987-ESPN, to qualify. We'll be selecting our winners tomorrow, so keep it locked into DiPietro and Rothenberg and the Michael Kay Show for your chance at the pigskin payout. If they don't negotiate, like if this is both sides are dug in and they're not going to negotiate until we get to the 11th hour, that would infuriate me as well. Negotiate now. Get to the, and I know that the deadlines make deals happen, but do not wait until we get to February 1 and then sit and say, you know what, we better start to negotiate this thing.
Yeah, but there's no rush. I mean, what's the rush for the owners? Unless the networks, unless, you know, ESPN, Fox, I mean, those deals, those new TV deals are going to start the season. Like, unless those companies start putting pressure on the owners to make this work, to make this happen. I'm telling you, Dave, I've been a part of these meetings. I was on the negotiating committee. I mean, we had owners that would sit in the room and say, hey, listen, guys, so you know, I'll make more money as an owner not playing this season than playing. Like, how do you fight? Like, what's my leverage now? I have no leverage.
You have none. You have absolutely none. But I here's the thing. I don't care. I do not care. You know, the owners say that they won't play and they'll take a hard stance. The players can say whatever they want. I don't care. I don't care how it plays out. I expect baseball to return in late March with games on the field. Regular season games on the field late March. And if it doesn't, I'm going to have a nervous breakdown over it.
Okay, but understand, though, this isn't going to be like where this is a, you know, it's half the owner's fault, half the player's fault that the season won't start on time. This is the players are going to lose because they always lose. It's just how badly are they going to lose? Like how much are they going to be willing to accept? Because the owners will eventually get what they want. That's how these things go. And then in the moment, you feel like as a player, oh, look, we got what we wanted. And then you realize 2 years into the deal, well, no, we got what they wanted us to get. They gave us what they knew going in what we would.
Yeah, they gave you the
scraps. What would make us happy.
But here's the thing. I don't care. And I don't think fans really care. No, nobody cares. The owners got this. The players got this. This side won. That side won. We just want to, at 7 o'clock every weekday night, put our feet up and watch the Yankees or the Mets. That's what the fan wants.
No, I understand that. And baseball players, hockey players, football players, I mean, when you're dealing with labor negotiations like this, they want to play. I mean, the players, if Steve Cohen loses this season, Steve Cohen can own, I mean, he'll own the Mets until he dies.
Sure.
Every single one of the guys on the Mets that loses this season loses a year of...
We'll never get that money back.
Never get that money back, ever. We'll never recuperate that money. All the owners that lost money during the pandemic, guess what? Their franchises are worth more money now,
mm-hmm.
having lost the money, which is crazy.
And they got the money back this past season, and I'm sure they'll get it back next season and the season after and after and after. It is not a losing proposition. To own a professional baseball team, you do not lose money. You don't.
No, I mean, in that year, you may lose money or not make as... Yeah, that's how they position it, though. We lost money when it's... Oh, we just didn't make as much money. You realize that early? Well, how much you lost? You lost $100 million? Well, yeah, kind of, because last year we made $700 million, and this year we only made $600 million.
Right. So there,
but you didn't
there,
actually lose $100
million. Yeah, there's the loss. Yeah, it really makes people shake their head. All right, Santi, I know you're panicked. I can see the trepidation about the Cowboys in your eyes. Three stars.
Today's three stars.
You can keep lying and saying that it's not personal, but you keep attacking something I love. It feels very, very personal. Anyway,
how you want.
number three.
You guys just got done talking labor strife in Major League Baseball, but the owners have made it clear that they've got the money to spend, at least the Mets do. And this is a big roundabout way of me getting back to Nick in Babylon, Dave, who pointed out...
Well, because you're a Mets fanboy.
Oh, yes, you're a big Mets fanboy.
How do you win a fight? How do you win a fight against a bunch of owners who buy human beings? I just... Like, hey, Steve, I'm going to win this negotiation. I just gave Max Scherzer $43 million a year. You think you're going to beat me?
That's a tough battle.
Number two.
Number two, back to the beginning of the show. We talked about we need to get some logos. We need to get some apparel. I saw the one that Johnny had put out on Twitter. I'm a fan of those. I like the hat. I like the hoodie. But I do want the robe, and I will bring this back from before.
You can be completely naked, do whatever you want.
This is a big deal in the Santiago household.
Number one.
Yes, Dave the therapist. I thought that was a very fun and entertaining segment. I don't know if you said the first one was free. I don't know if you're going to start charging people. I don't know what your plan is, but
maybe donations.
Maybe I was a little down on you as a therapist, but you did a little better than I thought. So give yourself a round of applause.
There you
Dave.
Go. Round of applause for me. Round of applause for Jay Williams and Max Kellerman. They come up at 8 o'clock. Guess who's going to be on the show right at the top this morning, Rick? Right at the top at 8 o'clock.
Right at the top at 8 o'clock. Who? Dave Rothenberg?
That's right. Guys, how are you preparing for this?
What's I think we're on? Ready. I think we're ready for it. Are you ready for it is more the question.
I'm nervous. I'm anxious, but I think I'll bring my A game if that's humanly possible. Guys, so disgusted in Major League Baseball. And Rick is the player. Jay, you're the player. Max, you and I probably see similar. I don't care. I don't care about the owners. I don't care about the players. I don't care about the finances. When we get to April of next season, all I want is my baseball.
I actually am always pro-player. I think the owners had it their way for so long in baseball. The players just started beating them in every negotiation. And then talking to Buster Olney on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, I don't know, about an hour ago, right, Jay? Something like that?
Yep.
Buster said he thinks the difference in the last negotiation seems to be the players always had the better lawyers, and this time the owners did. So to your point, it's like people don't really care about lawyers. They just want to see baseball. You know what I'm thinking, though, guys? To me, what the players should give on, and I bet you they'll get a ton of concessions if they do this, and not even that they're negotiating this point. I think they should limit the length of contracts. I think if you had a limit to the contracts to say what an insurance company would insure and not beyond that, or 4 or 5 years, something like that, the economy in baseball would be much more efficient. I think the owners would like that a lot and probably give the players a lot of what they want.
Guys, I'm going to tell you something. I'm really worried about the players here. I just feel like I'm shocked by how much less engagement there is in rank and file union members compared to the mid-90s where the union was so strong. Like, the whole sport just feels like it's going to be damaged in a degree. And one of the conversations we had is if there is something that prolongs spring training and things of that sort, like, will baseball lose a lot of momentum already in a sport that honestly doesn't get a lot of attention until you start getting into the pennant race?
Yeah, and you know what the other problem is, guys? Baseball is a local sport. Like, I care about the Yankees. I don't care about any other team. Basketball and football, everyone follows at least all the good teams. They're aware of it. So it gets national coverage. Baseball does not. If baseball goes away for a while, do the fans still care? Remember, it was the juiced player era after the 94 strike that brought the fans back because of all the home runs. Like, you're going to need something spectacular to bring fans back because it is intrinsically an inferior consumer product to football and basketball. It's my favorite because I grew up with it. But it's like people who like soccer trying to convince you it's actually better than basketball. No, it's not. You grew up with it. You love it. But it's very difficult to get a foothold in a country that's already into basketball and football because they're better consumer products. Baseball's in trouble. They got to work this out.
Yeah, it would be awful if we miss any baseball. I think fans would really lose their minds, especially as we're amidst this pandemic right now. So, guys, listen, I'll say goodbye for the moment, but I'll be on with you in just a matter of moments. We'll discuss baseball, insurance, and all that good stuff. So get ready. It's gonna be fiery in just a minute on KJM.
Indeed.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. So, Rick, Cowboys win tonight or Cowboys lose tonight?
Oh, I think the Cowboys win tonight.
Oh, that's unfortunate. How good for the show would it be if the Cowboys lose this game tonight?
I think it would be great for the show.
It would be great for the show.
Health-wise, how it would be good for Santiago.
Well, he doesn't sleep to begin with. So if now you factor in a Cowboys loss, I think it could really, hit the fans.
It could break them. Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
It might. You might need therapy with Dr. Dave in the morning. Knicks win tonight?
Oh, see, don't do this to me.
Do
the Knicks win tonight?
What?
I asked you if the – I said the Cowboys win. Do you think the Knicks win tonight?
Well, I asked you if the Knicks win tonight.
No, you can't ask me only the question. Do the Knicks win tonight?
Yes. I think the Knicks win at home tonight, led by Julius Randle's big game. That's what I think. It's Rule 76.
No excuses. Play like a champion. It's DPHO, Dr. Dave Rothenberg, and
everybody
on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DPHO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.